This week, the government announced it would not be repealing Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act. That's the so-called Andrew Bolt provision that makes it a civil offence to offend or intimidate a person because of their race without good cause. It has been the law for 20 years, and it will now stay that way after the Prime Minister said, given the current terrorism threat, now was not the time to risk national unity. It's a broken campaign promise, and it's disappointed the Human Rights Commissioner, Tim Wilson. He told us on the program yesterday, the law as it stands, and as it will stay, is a bad law because it only protects ethnic minorities, and law should apply equally to all Australians.
If you go and look at how it's been interpreted by courts, it only applies to people from ethnic minorities. That is how it's been interpreted.
What do you mean? You mean...
This is how the courts have interpreted. They have specifically said that it applies to ethnic minorities. If you're part of the dominant group, then you're not covered by the provisions under the Racial Discrimination Act. This has been well established. Simon Rice from University of Sydney has made this point previously in public before. I know you're nodding in surprise. That's the nature of this law.
Tim Wilson there. And he cited statements of ANU law professor Simon Rice as evidence of his claim. And well, he may. Simon Rice is the author of the key legal text on the issue, entitled Anti-Discrimination Law, or Australian Anti-Discrimination Law. And Professor Rice is with us now. Simon Rice, good morning.
Good morning, James.
Tim Wilson says, quote, if you're part of the dominant group, he means white people, you're not covered by the Racial Discrimination Act. Is that true?
No. It's fundamentally wrong with respect to the Human Rights Commissioner. The Racial Discrimination Act is available to anybody on the basis of their race. The words are clear and unequivocal.
Is there any room for doubt? Are any individual races actually referred to in the Act?
No, none at all. It refers to the idea of race, and everybody has a race, and anybody with a race can rely on it, and there is no case that has ever suggested otherwise. I do think I know where Mr. Wilson got the idea from. I assume I'm the Simon Rice he's talking to. I'm at the Australian National University, but he and I have spoken about this before. So I can explain the idea I think he has, but it's very important that listeners understand there is no discrimination within the Racial Discrimination Act, and in fact, there have been cases where white people have successfully complained of race discrimination. So,
but not under 18C, the Bolt provisions.
As far as I'm aware, there hasn't been a racial vilification complaint made by a white person. But then I think that might be the source of Mr. Wilson's misunderstanding.
Well, what did you say to him that led him to believe this?
Yes, I made the point when he and I were in a public discussion that racial vilification laws aren't usually required by the white majority, that a white majority person doesn't need to take advantage of them because they're so rarely, if ever, subject to conduct that would offend or humiliate them. But that's a separate point. That's a practical point of who might make use of the law. It's not the case that the law isn't available to them if circumstances require it.
I see. And yet there has been no white person making, or to your knowledge, availing themselves of the 18C clause, which I guess confirms your point, but not that the... I mean, what about courts' interpretation? Could they be interpreting it in a way that disencourages white people to make use of...
There's really no room for that, James. The Act is very clear. It's available to people to complain on the ground of their race. There are times when people have claimed racial discrimination because they're white. They may well have been complaints by white people of vilification. But as we know from previous discussions, most vilification complaints are resolved in a conciliation and don't get to a hearing. So we really only know what gets reported. And I'm not aware of a reported case of that happening.
But in terms of the Act broadly, there have been cases held where white people have won against discrimination, from Aboriginal organisations.
Yep, discrimination law tragics would know a very famous case involving the Human Rights Commission called Brandy, where a white man successfully complained about discrimination against him by an Aboriginal organisation. So it just demonstrates that, as I say, there's no discrimination within the operation of the Act. The Human Rights Commissioner, I think, was referring to comments I made about ways in which the Act might practically be used.
Well, let's clarify that. As you are a self-described anti-discrimination law tragic, if I or anyone else intimidates or offends you because you are white, and I don't do it unreasonably, and I do it in bad faith, and it's not a fair expression of genuine belief on a matter of public interest, because they're all the exemptions, you would have a case against me.
Yes. You would have a case. In fact, before you even jump through all the hoops you've just described, I would be entitled to make a complaint. I mean, whether or not the complaint was borne out is a different question, but the Act is available to me because on the basis you have made comments, racially based comments to me that I say insult or humiliate me. So that's the threshold. If my race is involved, then I can make a complaint. What comes of that complaint is a different question.
So while there are arguments that can be made against the Bolt law, Tim Wilson's is not one of them. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but not their own facts.
I'm sorry, James. I'm not sure. What I wanted to clarify was that whatever Mr. Wilson was saying about the differential application of the racial discrimination law and racial vilification law is misconceived. It's a technical point that perhaps is different from the merits of the 18C debate, but it certainly was misleading to suggest that some groups have more or less access to racial discrimination laws than others.
Understood. Professor Simon Rice, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
And Human Rights Commissioner Tim Wilson, of course, welcome on the program to respond.